I guess what we're going to do is try to get the history of the Vermilion Reservation, and maybe talk with something about the school, and something about the people you knew. So, if you want to start off, you can tell us like where you were born and when you started teaching and, stuff like that. And
I was born in Tower, and I started teaching at the reservation in 1936, I think. Well, my mother died in January, and I think by that, it's either 1936 or 1937. Oh, I knew so many of those. Oh, they were such nice families, and they respected me, and it was very, very nice. My best teaching days are out there. I spent 7 years out there. And I had coffee in several of the homes after school, and then I also visited with them after school outdoors and in some of their homes. Grandma and Grandpa Pete were right next to the school, and I always talked to them. They were in the spring and fall, they were always sitting outdoors. And Annie chose I wasn't far from the school, and I'd have coffee and donuts with her. She'd make fresh donuts. I'd have coffee and donuts with her after school.
Do you remember how many kids were in school at the time?
Well, probably, I had probably about 12 or 15, and probably, well, maybe the upper, I had the first, second, and third, and the upper grades, they were probably about the same number of children. We had two rooms. We had an oil heater, I didn't have to worry about the heat. Of course, we didn't have running water, we had outside toilet. The bigger children carried in the water, so we didn't have any problem. Of course, we had to clean out. We didn't have a janitor. We had to clean our own room and keep it nice and clean. And then at noon, we had a full meal. And one of the women from the reservation would come and cook the meal. And they were very, very good. I just look forward to eating those meals every day. But I used to get there around 7 o'clock in the morning, so I was hungry by noon. Spotty to clean. The dish towels were boiled after each meal, and everything was so clean and nice. And at Thanksgiving time, they had, just before Thanksgiving, they had a big Thanksgiving dinner at the school. And then they replanted a garden, so they had a nice garden, and the upper grades worked on the garden most of the time. I taught sewing to the older girls, and they made shorts and tops, and mostly out of flour sacks. We dyed the flour sacks different colors, and they made the clothing out of that.
What else do you remember about the school? Was there children that came from different places and
then from out there?
Yeah.
No, most of the children were right from there, except a few from Lakeville, Colorado, for just a matter of weeks, you know, just a few weeks. But they all lived in that same area. I used to stop at school. Dan used to come and pick me up, and I used to walk. Sometimes I'd walk to Columbus's. Columbus's was on the road, you know, just before. And I'd have a visit with her, and wait for my transportation. And then they could just turn around there and they didn't have come away to the school. And sometimes I'd visit with the Galboy family, have coffee with them after school sometimes.
Was Robert Galboy?
Yeah, his full parents, Jim Galboy and Helen. Yeah.
Did you know the chief was there, John Salvies? Who was the chief?
I used to go. His grandson, I don't remember what his
Wallace.
Name was. Wallace. He was very shy and he didn't want to come to school, so I'd go practically every morning and pick him up, and he was quite a long ways to walk. And yes, then he'd come. Yes, the chief wasn't feeling so good. He'd be always lying down on the davenport, so I didn't really see him that much well. Yeah, he was very shy. If I went to get him, he'd come to school. I had no problems there.
I should ask her some questions about the other stuff that went on here with her. Maybe the mill.
Yeah.
Some of the other stuff that went on in the area here, maybe the fishing and trapping and the mill, maybe. What do you remember about that?
I don't know if the sawmill was in operation or not, I don't remember.
Yeah, I thought it was.
Yeah. We had some big doings in the summertime, because I remember frying hamburgers, and it must have been, was it a summer occasion of some sort, because I remember making and selling hamburgers there. And it was a real big occasion. I don't remember. Maybe it might have been like in June, probably. Yeah.
Did you have follows here on the reservation too then?
Yeah, they did. Yes. Mm-hmm. But they were mostly weekends, so I didn't really get it, season very much. And some of my students would stop in and visit me when I was at home. They'd come and stay. Some of them even stayed overnight with me over the weekend.
Oh.
Yeah.
They used to have celebrations too at the reservation there, like follows and the canoe races and stuff.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And the classrooms were in was that an old laundry building? Or
yeah.
It was just converted into two classrooms. And they were kind of drab. I remember I made the curtains to put on it because I had the primary place. I had curtains on all the windows so they would look more homey.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, there used to be a number of buildings at that school out there. Then later on, there was just that one building.
Yes, right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, they were all. Yes, they were all torn down. They weren't they those old buildings. What do they call that? You know, when they came, stayed right at the school.
The boarding house.
Boarding school. Yes, they came right and stayed there. That was beautiful. Yeah, Mrs. Galboy was. You see that. She must have been the teacher before I was. I don't know who was in between them because.
I think one of them buildings, Grubin still got that one building up there that was moved from the reservation.
Yeah. There are some buildings, and I think my my cousins bought a building from there, and that was moved across the lake. And there's several other buildings and a tower that are removed from the reservation across in the wintertime.
They use horses to move them, eh?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, they were all good cooks. There were many different people that came. They'd stay for a short time and we'd get somebody else. Lenore Driscoll, she's at the nursing home. I visited her in Ely now.
Yeah.
She's at the nursing home. She was a cooked many times, so with her mother,
yeah.
Annie Chosa, your mother,
yeah.
And
my aunt, too.
Your aunt, too.
Mary
O'Leary, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, I can't think of who all of them were. Ooh, they were such good cooks.
I think, what's her name, too? Alex Mom, what is her name?
Oh, Mary?
Mary
Donald. Curry.
Mary Donald, she cooked
yeah.
them.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and it was fun. We had Christmas programs. That was fun.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody came. It was fun. There wasn't much room in the classroom, but we managed.
Yeah.
And then we had a lunch after the program. And
what about that farm they had out there then? Was that an operation at the 10-year
Oh, that. Well, we had a garden there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now that has all homes. Is that the place that has all new homes now?
Oh, you mean Farm Point? Out there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I worked with Miles Nelson. He was the upper grade teacher there.
Oh.
And then he was there for a few years. Then a teacher by the name of Denler came. And I think, I can't remember if Denver was before Miles Nelson or after Miles Nelson.
I don't remember him, Mr. Denver.
Yeah, Denver, yeah. After lunch, some of the older girls used to come in my room, and others were outdoors playing, and they would teach me quite a few Chippewa words, and I had quite a vocabulary, but I've misplaced it, so I don't know where they are, but I wish I had remember where I put them. Yeah, they'd teach, I'd say, well, how do you say this word? And they'd just say it, and I had quite a vocabulary.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I always knew when they were talking about me, I knew enough words there.
Yeah. That's first thing you learn.
Yeah, first thing you learn, right, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Imagine a lot of the homes have been torn, like where Harry Bougie lives. He wasn't too far from the school.
Yeah, that's torn.
Yeah.
You must know most of the people were like close by there.
Yeah, close.
My dad and them used to live there.
Yeah.
Tom Bougie?
Yeah, Tom. Yes, Tom Bougie. Very, oh, yes, I remember the place where he lived.
George Curry?
Yeah, yes. And Howard Pete's family and Alex Pete. And
Peter Pete.
He's
dead.
Oh, that's it. Oh, yeah, I see.
Jerry's
yeah.
dead.
Mm-hmm. Peter Pete, yes. Yeah, I would get home about, get there around 7, between 7 and 7:30 and get home around 6 o'clock. It was a long day, but
it must have been long.
Yeah, but that was my first years of teaching. I really enjoyed it. I think of them those days very often.
Oh.
Yeah, if I see anyone on the street, they all recognize me, you know, the grocery store and that.
Yeah.
Amen. Met, and they're all new people there now too, from Met Lake and mm-hmm, people that I know at all.
Like a lot of them, I don't even know half of them people that come in, you know, moving in.
Yes. How many new homes have they built now?
I was 6 last time. Right?
6, I think.
Yeah.
Oh. 6. And they're going to be, they're going to make 6 more.
Oh, my. Are they in the same area where
yeah.
They? Oh, I see, uh-huh.
So we got a lot of houses out
there. Mm-hmm. I suppose a lot of the people from there are employed at the bingo.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's employment for lots and lots of people anyway.
Yeah, that casino put a lot of people to work.
Oh, absolutely.
When they got that hotel now,
Yes.
Yeah.
People from town, Savannah, Lake, and Range towns, and oh, they come from quite a distance, don't they?
Yeah. So they got a big payroll up there.
Oh.
What else went on out there when, you know, a long time ago? Anything else?
Mm.
That you can remember?
Yeah. I can't think of anything else. Like I said, I should have had a diary, kept a diary. And now I'm keeping a diary. I have different things that I do.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, you know, if you're new too, it's going to go on. you could have done stuff like that.
That's right, yeah.
And you would have everything.
Mm-hmm, yeah, right.
Stuff that happened to me.
Is
there a loss on the feet?
No, I think it's just about done now. You know? But we don't have to take long.
No.
Unless you want to quit.
When you want to quit, you can just quit. Because only going to take you about half an hour anyway.
Yeah, we're going to go up to Ely and interview Frank Tulop. Did you know it?
No, I didn't. I knew I had heard of him, mm-hmm. The Tulop. Mm-hmm.
And we're going to try to get some other people. Interviewed Mary Anderson, huh?
I've heard of her so much, but I've never seen her. Mary Anderson. Mm-hmm.
And or some other people. Try to get Jim Wendigo there. Oh. Anybody that's had anything to do with that big Vermilion Reservation,
mm-hmm.
We're going to try to.
Yeah, it's very interesting.
Yeah. In fact, we were going to try to interview my aunt out in, I was up in New York, Rosemary.
Rosemary?
Yeah. But she passed on.
Was she
last year? Yeah.
Was she Rosemary Cottage?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, she spent several weekends with me. Oh yes, Rosemary. Oh
yeah.
My. Oh, she's passed on.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Then my mother was Margaret.
Huh. Uh-huh.
And yeah.
Oh, she lived way in New York. Rosemary.
Yeah, she lived up here for a while.
Yeah.
For about 5 years.
Yeah. Yeah, I used to see her occasionally, yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Real nice person.
Yeah.
Rosemary. Yeah, she had that uncle, the Calvin Carter was the uncle.
Yeah.
Yeah, she used to speak about him, talk about him.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we want to thank you for all your help.
This is my... I've enjoyed doing it, because I really enjoyed my contact with reservation. Then we were in business for so many years, you know, my dad, it was in business for years and years and years, and he talked, he had a lot of Indian friends, you know, he talked about those people so nicely.
You just never took any pictures out of the people out there?
No, isn't that funny? You don't have a picture?
Yeah.
No. What was his name? He just died shortly, maybe this past summer. Ted Olson.
Oh.
Yeah, Ted Olson was there for, I think he talked, he was there for about 6 years, because I beat it by 1 year, I was there for 7 years.
Oh.
And he just passed away this past summer, Ted Olson. Remember exactly where, I think he probably lived in the city.
Oh.
Yeah. I really didn't know much about him after he left from here, but he had some relatives here, and they mentioned to me that he had died this past summer.